Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle.
You never know just where the conversation will take you.
On Talk Radio.
Ray.
Hello. 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 You said A.
Well, an A preceded by an R.
Yeah, but yeah.
This is the first time I've had the bottle to call you two ladies, because it's a bit scary.
Well, Catherine's terrifying. I don't blame you. But I'm the good cop.
Well, you say that. You can't see the faces.
The faces. So the body language.
Being sacked.
Sorry?
So has Ian been sacked?
Why are you thirsty for sackings?
Thirsty. Bloodthirsty.
Well, it's just the rumours that are going around, which obviously weren't true, obviously, but there are some people out there that would have believed them.
Yeah. Not you, though, eh?
So, well, no, I'm not that stupid. But I've been on hold for a few minutes now. I've got about 14 different stories now after listening to some of your old callers.
Well, give us your best one, and then we'll see where we get after that.
Flipping heck. See, there you go. That's the difference. They're all rubbish.
We'll just pick one at random, then.
Well, very quickly, the one about food hygiene. When I was in the police, there was a guy in the mid-90s that got sacked from the police canteen because he'd been doing something into the coleslaw for about 3 years.
Shut up. No.
Ew.
Got 3 years in prison.
Prison? You can go to jail for that?
He said he hated the police and he'd been, you know what, into the coleslaw.
But wait, I don't know what.
Yes, you do.
Well, that's not something you do to someone you hate, surely. There's got to be love involved.
That's a gesture of love. That is a gesture of excitement and stimulation. And
this is
an investment.
You should be in control of this show. Because if that's your take on it.
Yeah.
But that is a true story. Yeah.
Good grief.
He adds protein, though.
But nobody noticed.
Right, I'm not even going to answer that. I'm going to move on.
Wait, don't move on. Don't serve us up this delicious story and then expect us to move on.
That's what he wanted you to do.
Wow.
Okay. There's not much else to say.
But you can go to prison for just...
contaminating food, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just having an active sex life.
At work.
At work. Extracurricular. Portable.
Yeah. Yeah. It is more along the lines of contamination.
All right, okay.
My God.
Yeah.
That is
toxic.
That is...
And
dedication.
Yeah.
But he wanted to admit it... to sort of get the full pleasure out of the whole situation, if that makes sense.
Yeah, he wanted...
He wanted you to know
that's what you've
been eating.
Emphasis on pleasure.
And he said it was for 3 years.
He'd been doing it for 3 years. You know, he could say anything. Maybe that was a lie. Did they send him to prison for 3 years, 1 year for every year that he added protein to your delicious snack time?
But he'd been working there for over 3 years, and I wasn't there, but apparently the hatred in his sort of, once he was caught, the hatred there for the police service was horrendous. He just said, yes, I hate them all. You know, I was wrongly done when I was younger, so opportunity to come and work in the canteen, and that's what I did. That was my plan.
That's a talk about revenge is a dish best served cold?
Body temperature turns
out. Or body temperature, as it turns out, yes. Correct.
You're the worst two people I should have told this story to.
Well, thank you so much for bringing it to us. Go on, give us one more, Ray, and try and make it a bit less filthy this time.
No, I like the filth.
This is less filth, but okay. I think I'm gonna out Katie on this one.
Uh oh. All right.
I'm currently reading a book called How to Stop Time by Matt Haig.
Oh yeah, I've read that. In fact, if you look in the back, there's a little thank you to me in it.
Is there? Oh, I thought you were about to give me the ending because I'm about 100 pages from the end.
No, I helped him out with some French.
Oh, I bet you did.
You all know what it's about.
Yeah.
And I think the person sitting near you hasn't aged in about 20 years. So I think she might be...
Well, you flatter me. You flatter me, sir.
Well, I grew up watching you on The Word, young lady, and I don't think you've bloody aged
at all. She hasn't.
Well, thank you. I'm feeling all Southern Belle, like I need a little fan.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. I don't know where to put my eyes. I'll hush my mouth.
I don't know if that's you or Kath now.
That's her.
That's really me.
I'm a bit more, wow, fiddle-dee-dee.
Oh, fiddle-dee-dumb.
I've got a story from that part of the world actually coming up. Thanks very much for leading us to it, Ray.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, that was
Don't
great.
Eat any mayonnaise. My God. Here we go. You know country music?
I've heard tell, yes.
You know they like a particular flag?
Confederate flag?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, it turns out that the spirit of country music may have come across the pond, but the suspicion of the flag hasn't, right? So there's this guy, a British country music fan, who's been forced to pull down his Confederate flag. Yeah. He didn't realise it had racist connotations, apparently.
It's a tricky one, because it didn't... It's a funny thing. It's one of those things that's morphed through the years, because it kind of just, for a long time, symbolised Southern...
The South, right?
Yeah, Southern pride. And to a lot of people in the South, it still does, but... It's just one of those things that, you know, it has too much baggage associated with it. And the Civil War was fought over slavery. The South didn't want to give up free labor. And therefore, anything that symbolizes the Confederacy, which was the South seceding from the Union and from the United States, that symbolizes that part of our unfortunate history.
Well, this guy, I mean, this is news to this guy in Cheltenham, apparently. This is John Bryant had to tell Gloucestershire Live that after someone complained about this flag he has flying from a flagpole of his house, he said, "We're a member of the Country and Western Club at Knotgrove in the Cotswolds. They use all sorts of flags, this kind and others. It's all up there for tablecloths." Well, that's another thing, right?
Right.
"To be honest, I didn't realise it was racist or anything like that. I just put it up as a flag." The flag, which bore the words, "The South will rise again" in the centre, has now been taken down.
Oh, right. Wait, so it was a Confederate flag and then it had a slogan on it? That's not really a Confederate flag then. That's something else.
Also, it's something I know about Americans is, you're not supposed to do certain things to the flag, right?
Yeah.
Can you eat your dinner off it?
Well, you know, the only thing I know about it is that you can't let a flag touch the ground. But maybe it might be fine as a tablecloth.
I heard that you weren't supposed to, and yet I've seen it, like make them into shorts and bikinis and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that really is the flag or simply a piece of lycra spandex.
With the stars and stripes on.
Yeah, the stars and stripes on it. So I don't think you're literally wearing a flag. It's a tricky thing. It's one of those things that you probably have to research it to find out what the up-to-date take on it is. Because even increasingly flying the American flag is sort of suspect, you know, like if someone is so gung-ho about it where they have a billion flags, you know, stamped on their bumper stickers and, you know, on their garage door and also flying from a flagpole over their chimney.
Yeah,
it's a little in your face and it just seems a little hardcore.
Yeah,
maybe, you know,
the first time I went,
not KKK, but like in that sympathetic, and
it's department. About quantity though, isn't it? Because I've been to really like nice parts of America, white picket fence-y type places, and they tend to have a flag of some sort, sometimes the Stars and Stripes, but sometimes like a nice sort of down-home cutesy Happy Halloween or you know, something flying
from
the front porch.
Yeah, you know? For sure. But also Americans are, we are just for years, like even before the crazy, you know, like Trump years where everyone, patriot is like a really loaded word now in American politics, and it can mean different things to different people. But before this time, everyone flew American flags. You know, it was sort of a source of pride. Like I always, once I moved to Britain in the 80s, I always found it quite odd going back to America and seeing, wow, like, are people so unsure of what their nationality is in America that they need to keep flying a flag?
See, that's always been my kind of, what the story I've told myself is, still a pretty new country, and it's about kind of sealing that identity. Mm. There's something in that, you know. I never really understood the point of flying your country's flag in your country.
Yeah, exactly.
It's and like, who's that aimed at?
Yeah, like, you know, it's a pretty big country, and there's just pretty much filled with Americans.
You're kind
so
of going, yeah, yeah, we know.
Yeah, we're still in America. I've been driving for 12 hours, and I'm still in America.
But like you say, the relationship with the flag is different there. You still have kids pledging allegiance in the morning, right?
Yeah, pledge allegiance to the flag. Yeah, I don't think we have to do that anymore. It's been a few years since I was in school.
I bet Trump would want everyone to do that now, wouldn't he? I mean,
yeah.
This whole thing about taking the knee and...
Well, you know, all of that is self-serving. He doesn't have any convictions. It's not like he's like, oh, I am Christian and I really have these, you know, forsworn needs in these departments. He is just doing stuff.
Apart from unless it is helpful to his
goals. Well, yeah. No, he's just got a really solid agenda that he's always had. He's very, very consistent. That's what you can say for him. But in terms of, it's funny that this fellow here, that the story you're reading is... adopting the Confederate flag. I mean, the thing that's cool about the Confederate flag and what people love about it that makes it cooler than the Stars and Stripes is that it's the rebel flag.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, kick-ass rebels who, you know, didn't take any guff from the man. And so people love that outlaw aspect of it.
Yeah, I think the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, it's a little kitschy and fun.
Because you think about that, even that type, the theme tune to the Dukes of Hazzard now, just some good old boys, never meaning no harm. I mean, even good old boys now is taken on a different kind of connotation, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, the Proud Boys in America, which I just think, don't we have the football lads here or something? There's like the right wing. It's interesting that these grown men adopt these little, you know, diminutive terms for themselves. So yeah,
just the boys, man. Yeah, just the boys.
Oh, I thought they were just saying they're, you know, childlike in their outlook.
I don't know.
But yeah, it's just one of those funny things. We're always, I mean, it's just culture and society is always in a spasm of transition and change and morphing. And it's interesting, but sometimes it could be a rough ride.
Mm-hmm. And this poor guy seems to have stumbled across something of a hornet's nest when it comes to...
Well, what's happened? He just been asked to take it down.
Well, and he's been accused of racism.
Well, here's the thing. It's all contextual. It's like the fellow we were talking to last night, I believe, and he was saying, the British man saying, what's the problem? I'm not offended by the word cracker, the term cracker.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't have been used towards you.
Yeah, and he doesn't understand what it means because it's an American term aimed at a certain class of Americans, white Americans. And I think in this case as well, like this guy in Nottingham, is it?
No, Cheltenham.
Cheltenham. He's, you know, I'd let him off the hook because he doesn't know what he's getting into. He's just trying to, you know, to tick all the boxes there.
He just likes Dolly Parton, for God's sake.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't? He just he likes a little bit of woohoo, redneck, two-stepping, jamming.
Who doesn't? 03444991000. We got Hugh, we got Matt, and I think we got Galen coming up too. If you want to join them, 03444991000. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle.
You never know just where the conversation will take you.
On Talk Radio.
You never knew. I'll tell you where it's taking us. Contaminated coleslaw. You'll be astounded to know is the thing that seems to have caught people's imaginations. Thanks very much for your comments.
And fired up their taste buds.
Oh my God. Roger said it would be worse if after he was caught, the coleslaw never tasted as good again. I'm sure it tasted different. And Al Gilly said, if he went to prison, someone else would have been tossing his salad. Now, there's
okay.
No need for that. If you want to send us a tweet or a text, by the way, more than welcome. You can tweet at Talk Radio or us individually. I'm Flipping Kath with no G. And she's Katie Puckrick.
Yes, she is.
With all the right bits.
Yes.
You can text us to 87222, but you need to put talk at the beginning of your message and it'll cost you 25p per message on top of your standard network rate. Or you can give us a ring on 0344 499 1000. Matt's done that. Hiya, Matt. Matt.
Hello.
Hello.
There you are. Hi.
It's your turn. Ah, you're the Matt that sent us the pictures.
Yeah.
Which sounds very dodgy. Let me explain. So
please do.
We've been talking about excessive flag waving.
In America.
And you sent us, I mean, I can barely, I don't know where to begin with the flagging on this.
Well, number one, it's a monster truck. It's a huge. Giant truck careening down the avenue.
A great big shiny one covered in stars and stripes. Not only is it covered in them, the man inside appears to be wearing a Captain America mask.
Well, that's all right. I mean, that's
normal, right?
That's normal.
That's all right.
That's all right. No, here's my issue with it. The statue or whatever it is, the taxidermied American eagle on a stick on the top of the hood of the truck or the cab, actually. And then two giant full-size American flags flying from the bed of the truck.
What's weird is that was taken in Florida by a friend of mine. I didn't take that.
Okay.
But I have seen that numerous times before. I've seen, when I was back home a couple of weeks ago, I saw a pickup truck with an American, and you're speaking of the Confederate flag, they also had a Confederate flag waving from the back of the truck, a gigantic one, not some small little hand-waving thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Both gigantic ones flying around without even thinking about it, without caring in any way, shape, or form. It's bizarre.
Have been to do with the World Cup?
Yes, the World Cup that we weren't in.
Yeah. I'm clutching at straws here because to me, and please forgive me, I'm sure I must be terribly wrong, but a man dressed as Captain America driving basically a mobile flag with a stuffed eagle on top is trying to make a statement here, and I'm not quite sure to whom.
He's making a statement that he's overcompensating for something. We just don't know exactly what.
Yes. Well, what could he be overcompensating for? Because we assume he's American, or maybe
that's a fair assumption.
Or maybe he just wants really badly to be one.
And maybe he's one of these illegal immigrants and he's trying to pass in plain sight.
Yes.
He's hoping Trump sees that photo and says, you know what? Just give him citizenship. He's a good guy. He'll be fine.
He's making America great again.
Yes.
That's right.
G-R-A-T-E.
So I had a story about customer service stuff, but whatever. But what's interesting, as we're talking about the flag, and Kathy mentioned about how Americans just wave it and make a big deal about being overly patriot, showing patriotism at any time, not just for, you know, the World Cup or the Olympics or anything like that.
Well, while you're talking, I'm just thinking USA, USA.
Just randomly in the middle of nowhere.
Yes,
that would happen. So in my hometown where I'm from in Cleveland, Ohio, there in the last couple years has been this growing amount of civic pride. The town was known for many years in the 70s and 80s as a joke. It went through some really bad economic times, but now it's growing again, and there's a lot of good things going on there. But But because of that, there was a really negative connotation about the city, and it was the butt of a lot of a joke, and still to this day can be. So now you see residents that are overcompensating, constantly wearing T-shirts, gloating about being from Cleveland or living in Cleveland or living in the state of Ohio, like with little puns like Cleveland that I love playing up on the song. And it's so normal to be back home. There's, I think, 5 or 6 brands now that have stores and websites. And no joke, probably over half, maybe 75% of the time, if I'm walking around in public, people are wearing those shirts. And not 75% of the time that I'm out in public, but 75% of the people I would see are wearing it. That's not an exaggeration.
Now, are they doing it?
After living in New York, too, when you see tourists come in and buy I Love New York shirts, yeah, then they wear that and when they go back. But you don't see New Yorkers wearing I Love New York
shirts.
Yes,
good point. That's exactly it.
God, yeah. Unless they're being ironic.
No.
Americans don't do that.
Because I've got a T-shirt that says Milton Keynes, City of Dreams on it.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm particularly proud of it.
Yeah.
See, that's funny. But it's not. There are some jokes in some of them that are kind of inside jokes. But overall, though, no, it's. They just will have the outline of the state of Ohio with the word love in it of, hey, we love our state. We love our city. Okay, that's great. But no one outside of that bubble cares.
Yeah.
It's this overcompensating that we felt so bad about ourselves for so many years. And it's almost as if, and I can't believe I'm actually saying this, because I honestly feel this way about my country as well. For those that are just overly patriotic or show with too much of civic pride, it's almost as if they are overcompensating for something, whether it's their life not doing something, not feeling connected to something. There is this need that you have to feel part of this bigger community, almost as if you can't feel comfortable in yourself and doing your own thing.
Yeah.
Because when I point that out to people back home, I get so much crap for it.
Yeah.
Why would you say that? You're from here, blah, blah, blah.
Well, because that's it. It feels like a defensive move, though. You're right.
It feels defensive. It feels also like they have, I don't know, like you say, there's a hole in them or something. It's weird because we're pathologizing something that should be very straightforward, which is civic pride, and that's nice. And I guess they're saying in a way, hey, we've come through the bad times and now we've hung a few flower baskets around the town center and things are looking up and yay for us. But it does seem almost like a sense of denial, like there's more important things in life to celebrate.
And then, guys, you've got Texas, who I think is like, that is something else, isn't it, for quote unquote pride with a capital P.
Well, because the thing about Texas is that they sort of feel like they're their own country anyway. And there's always that talk of secession. And so I think that's what that's all about.
Yeah. They were at one point, so they still think that they are. They think that they're all special that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And in many ways, they are special.
Well, in a special quotation mark sort of way, but they have sort of almost a chip on their shoulder, like we're our own place.
If you are from Texas and you want to say something about that, 03444991000. Hey, Matt, good to speak to you. We've got to go, but thanks for ringing.
Have a great night, ladies.
Yeah. You too. And if you want to give us a call, 03444991000 is the number to ring.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle. You never know just where the conversation will take you. On Talk Radio.
See, this is where you come in, dear listener, because we are scratching around with very, very little to back it up when it comes to these online dating sites. But Emma has sent me a tweet saying, Badoo is vile. Meat market. Bumble is okay.
Okay, good. There you go.
If you've been on one of these sites, give us a shout, please. 03444991000. Yeah, it is.
Someone who's been in the trenches has sampled the delights and has lived to tell the tale.
And anyone who's actually met someone that they liked on there.
Oh, that'd be good to know.
Be excellent. We had someone ring up once who was telling us about this nightmare dating story, and then the person they dated phoned up.
How satisfying.
I mean, it was delicious, but I did feel sorry for, I felt sorry for both of them, actually. But.
And did the person confirm or deny the allegations, the one who called up?
Confirmed.
Confirmed. And they were, in fact, a nightmare.
Well, if they just weren't the right fit, they wanted different things, thing.
Yeah.
And I could see where both of them were coming from, but she kind of liked him and he obviously didn't, but he was one of these nice guys. And then afterwards, if I remember rightly, I don't think he ghosted her, but pretty much.
Yeah, that's the thing about social media is that it is so tempting just to disappear. Because
it feels kinder. It's kinder to you because you don't have to confront the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not very gentlemanly.
No, I did it once, though. I ghosted someone once. Before it was called ghosting, it was just called running away.
Yeah, running away. Yes.
I went back to university and never phoned him again, but which wasn't very nice. But sometimes it's easier than saying it, isn't it?
I guess so. I have this thing. There's somebody that I date, and it seems it's so intermittent, and it's probably once every 9.5 months I go on a date with him. So I went on a date with him a couple of years ago, and then I never heard from him for like 8 months, and then he texted me. And, you know, hey, how's it going? And then so I texted back saying, oh, I just assumed that you were secretly married and had children and, you know, returned to your family. Oh, no, absolutely not. Why would you think
What's
that?
What's his deal then? Did you come around again on the rota?
I think I came around on the rota. Here's the thing, though. I think it's more like we've never spoken about it. And I'm happy only having dinner with him once a year or so. So I think he sensed that I wasn't actually that gung-ho about the whole scenario.
But you're nice company.
Yeah. Yeah. We're both nice company.
Yeah.
I think he's interesting and nice, but it's you know, that's the damning word, isn't it? You're nice.
Yeah. But so if he phoned you more often, would you go out with him more often?
No, I actually like it that he just checks in very intermittently. In fact, because you know what he does is sometimes he just sort of shows up where he knows I'm going to be.
Oh, hang on a minute.
And then he says quite sweetly, oh, I thought you'd be here tonight. That's why I came. It's sort of sweet.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it sweet? Is it sweet because you actually quite like him? And if you didn't, it would be creepy.
Yeah, because I know and trust him. So it doesn't seem weird. But it is sort of weird for a grown man to just not, like, if there is an event that he anticipated I might be at, why didn't he seize the bull by the horns and contact me and go, hey, are you going to go to that gig?
Because, Katie, it's weird. You know that saying out loud now, don't you?
Okay,
can you hear it?
I think that's probably why a dinner once a year is enough.
Exactly. And the rest of the time, he's just hanging out in places where you might be and you're not. God, ain't romance grand? Oh, I'm so glad I'm not out there.
I need to get on Coffee Meat Bagel.
Coffee Meet Bagel.
Or Bumble. But I need
or
to
Bristler.
Get a Bristler. I don't want a Bristler. I already have been fully exfoliated stem to stern. I don't need to crawl all over somebody's body hair to get me baby soft.
Simon, how hairy are you?
Oh, that was quick. this is becoming a habit. We've got to stop this. You know that. People will talk.
Are you bearded? Are you? Would you be on Bristler?
Oh, well, I've got a beard. Yeah, beard and moustache.
We've got a Bristler.
Okay.
Yeah.
What have you rung us for,
Sam? Hair in all the right places.
And some of the wrong ones, I dare say.
Now, look, the reason I had to phone up, plenty of fish. Or as my friend calls it, fishy fingers.
Oh, come on! Let's guess. He's not the most popular with the girls.
He's not on it.
Well,
he thinks it's a bit of a joke. I must admit, he is annoyingly attractive. He doesn't seem to know that, fortunately, but he's one of these people. But anyway, so that's by the by. Now, I'm on fishy fingers.
Oh, stop it. Stop calling it that. There's my first tip.
Now, at the beginning, I had a bit of luck. Excuse me. I had a bit of luck at the beginning with dates. None of them really amounted to much. And to be honest, each one of them have a story, and it was a pretty horrendous experience for me, the first few dates I had, and I've not had anything from there for years now. And I spoke to you in the past about the incel thing.
Yeah.
So this is all sort of tied up with it. But anyway, I couldn't understand why I was literally getting nothing, no responses, no nothing. And this was when I was actively sending messages out, and I tried everything from great big long essays about myself and who I wanted to meet and everything else to hello, do you fancy a coffee? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that would bug me as well would be you would get talking to someone and there would be, you get to a point where you exchange numbers, everything else. And then the minute you ask them out for a date, they disappear. They go quiet, disappear. And I couldn't work it out. And then I was getting nothing. So I thought, right, here's an experiment. So I created a profile of a mid-20s woman.
Oh, God.
Downloaded some pictures from Google of an ordinary, average-looking girl and made up this profile. Within an hour, I had over 200 responses from men, most of which were talking disgusting to me.
Oh.
And I, if this is inappropriate, I apologize.
No.
But the majority of those men were Asian men. And the stuff they were saying to me was horrific.
Right. Not that I want to hear the stuff they were saying to you, but I do want to hear more about this. Can you straddle the news for me and I'll come back in a second?
Of course I can straddle for you, Casey. That's not a problem.
03444991000 if you want to join the queue behind Straddling Simon. We'll be back just after this.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle. You never know just where the conversation will take you. On Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.